Good morning, everyone, and welcome to episode 30 of the Kitchen Stitches podcast. My name is Summer, and you can find me on Ravelry and on Instagram as Summer Yarns, which is SommerYarns. You can also find our Ravelry group as Kitchen Stitches on Ravelry, obviously. And I'd like to welcome returning listeners and those of you checking me out for the first time. Thanks for listening, and I hope you come back for more. Today I'm going to talk about knitting, obviously, mostly whips or works in progress, spinning, enabling, and in the kitchen. I don't think I really have anything for what I've been doing. It's been pretty relaxing this week. I didn't do anything this weekend that I can remember this past weekend. Oh, today is Wednesday, September 10th, 2014. And yes, again, I am recording early. It is 7 a.m. this morning as opposed to 6:30. I am working from home for the next couple of days. Well, here's what I've been doing. I may have mentioned in previous episodes that my library is working on launching a new website, and I am on the web team. And for the past several months, it's really not been very busy for us because we are working with an outside vendor. So other than meetings and decisions about designs and that type of thing, we haven't really had a lot of nitty-gritty to do. Hold on just a minute while I let the dog out. Okay, sorry about that. Anyway, as I was saying, we haven't been doing a lot of hands-on with the new website, just maintaining our current website. But over the past couple of weeks, we are starting to get into, basically we've entered crunch time, which means that we are starting to add content to the website. Our designs have been approved and our tech specs and all of that stuff. So we're starting to add content and working with other staff members to develop content or come up with ideas for content. Most of what we're moving right now, we're not really coming up with anything really new. Although, I'm really excited about the teens, tweens, and kids portions of the website. Right now, they are really boring. They are not, they're just boring and utilitarian. And the idea we have for the new website is really exciting. And once the new website is live, I will share it with you. And hopefully, you know, you'll like what you see too, even if it's not your library. Who cares? But anyway, I am all of a sudden very, very busy with that, and I needed some time. I don't have an office at work, I just have a cubicle, and I needed to figuratively shut my door. So I am working from home today and tomorrow to get some of my content added rather than working with other people about what they need to do. So that's why I'm home today and why I'm recording just a little bit later. Y'all are very lucky that I'm recording later, because at 6:30 I could barely form words. So tired this morning. So that's really all that I've been doing. Over the weekend I was so tired I just didn't want to do anything. So I sat on my butt most of the day. So let's go into to knitting. I don't have any finished objects this week unless you count sock blanket squares, which I only counted one as a finished object because I turned it in for a class for the Harry Potter Knit and Crochet House Cup. But generally I will count the entire blanket as a finished object one day when I finish it. I am staying on track with that. I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but my goal is to do 75 squares between now and the end of November. And I'm on track for that so far. So, works in progress. I am still working on my Knitted Heart Vanilla Socks, which is a free pattern by Elizabeth Suarez. I'm using Sock Bunny Studios in the Candy Corn colorway on the Miracle Base, which is 80% Superwash BFL, 20% nylon. I have relegated these to car knitting, so I have not done very much. Like I said, I sat on my butt most of the weekend, so I did not have much time to work on this. Plus, I've been working on other things. Even though these are quote, Halloween socks since they're the candy corn colorway. I'm just not worried about them. They're boring. I'm really tired of this vanilla sock pattern. I like the finished product, but I need something new. But those are, how far on those? I'm almost to the heel on those. I'm about eight or nine rows away from the heel. So they're getting done. I mean, once I get to the heel, I'll bring them in and do the heel one day, and then they'll stick in, they'll sit in the car. I've got small feet, so as long as we go out and do some stuff, I can actually get these done. I already mentioned the sock yarn blanket. I counted the other day to see how many squares I had. I've got somewhere in the mid-90s, I think, now. And I need a little more than 300, I think. I had miscalculated how many I needed. Actually, I did have this moment. I'm using my floor as a ruler for this because we have one foot tiles, 12-inch tiles on the floor. So it's really convenient for measuring blocks. And the finished size is going to be, or my plan is for it to be 4 feet by 5 feet. And I had been using, when I first cast it on, I was using the tiles as a ruler and figured that I needed 15 across the bottom. I think it was either 14 or 15 squares across the bottom. And that's what I've been doing and working my way up. And I laid it down and realized that the bottom is actually 5 squares across as opposed to 4. Now, since it's going to be 4 by 5, that's not really a big deal. Now I figure I'm just working I'm working from long end to long end as opposed to short to short. Does that make sense? My only issue with that is I don't know that I like the way the orientation of the, the seam in the middle of the mitered squares. I don't know if I like it when it's turned 90 degrees. So she may end up, well, I don't think she's going to end up with a bigger blanket because I don't think I have time to finish that much of one. That would be a whole, probably extra foot or so. And I don't think I can do that. So she's probably going to get a slightly wonky one. She won't know the difference. I will know the difference. So that's that. I am very slowly still working on the Shirtagal socks by Alice Yu out of the Socktopus book. I am using Wandering Wool on the Helvellyn sock base, which is a BFL. I don't remember the percentages, but it's a BFL nylon blend. And it is in the Royalty colorway, which is a very dark blue with some tonal sections kind of purpley thrown in. It's very pretty. This one is not a high priority. I mean, it is, because I went to make it for Jimmy, but his feet are big. I can't imagine that I would actually finish it for Christmas, so it's not a huge priority. If there is a priority at all, it would be to finish it for his birthday in April, which I can definitely do. I'm getting a few rounds, maybe 2 rounds done every couple of days. It is growing. I probably have about a repeat and a half before doing the heel on the first one. The other socks that I'm working on, there's a lot of socks and sock yarn right here, are the V-Junkie, again by Alice Yu out of Socktopus, and for these I'm using the Sweet Georgia Tough Love sock in Violet Hill, which is, I think it's 80-20 superwash merino nylon. I can't remember the makeup of it right now. I have a lot of it. I said last week that it was like a fuchsia and an electric blue and brown. I was completely wrong. It's called Violet Hill for a reason. It's a fuchsia and then this bright purple and brown. And I do like it. It's very vibrant. I like the stockinette sections better than the honeycomb sections. That's what the sock looks like, honeycombs. It's using the slip stitches and pearls to make honeycombs along it. And I liked the other pair that I made of these better But I do like them. I've gotten a lot of compliments on them. The yarn is awesome. I'm really loving the stockinette section on the bottom of the foot. These are going very fast. I have finished the heel, and I am very close. Actually, I may be at the point where I start altering the pattern working into the toe. So I am on track to finish these by the end of the month, if not earlier. The other thing, this is new on the needles. I started Saturn's Rings shawl by Very Busy Monkey. And I started this out, I think it was last Thursday. And yes, but it was either Wednesday or Thursday. It was after I recorded last time. Yes, it was after I recorded last time. And I started out using Madeline Tosh Sock in Spectrum, which is one of my favorite yarns ever. And I had about 40 stitches on the needles, maybe, and went to bed. And famous last words, I thought to myself, oh, I can just leave this yarn sitting on the windowsill. Now, our windowsill is about 4 feet off the ground in a room that we don't use all that often because it gets a little warm in here. And I figured it would be safe. The next morning, I was getting ready for work, and Jimmy came in to tell me that Oliver had gotten my yarn ball. And I surprisingly didn't get mad, because honestly, this was completely my stupidity. I should have known better. I absolutely should have known better. So I came in, and there was yarn all over the floor. I still haven't assessed the damage. I just pulled the needles out. Like I said, I only had about 40 stitches on the needles. And I've set it aside. I have several people on the Harry Potter group who have offered to untangle it for me, and I will probably take them up on that. That's not something I enjoy. I'm not bad at it, and I can sit and do it, but I don't want to give it the time. So I'm thinking I'll probably ship it off to someone who enjoys doing that kind of thing. In the meantime, the same day that that happened, I got yarn in the mail, which I'll talk about in a minute, and decided to cast it on. Actually, I'll talk about it right now. I ordered a skein of Cyborg's Craft Room Software in the Celestial colorway, and I actually don't know what the makeup is of Software. It's a merino blend, I think. I mean, I'm sure it's merino. I don't know if it's 100% merino or if it is a blend. I honestly don't think I even noticed. I just went by the color. But it's in Celestial, which is perfectly appropriate for Saturn's Rings, don't you think? So I am a little thin into that. I don't know if you've seen this pattern, but it's very interesting construction. It's got a garter body, and then it goes into these twisted, elongated twisted stitches, and then another ring, like a ring portion, and then more elongated stitches, and it does that several times. And I have finished one of the elongated stitches section and a couple of rows on the first ring, I believe. The twisted stitches section was hard to wrap my head around, but once I had it, it was easy. I did have to rip back after the second row of that the first time I did it, because I was doing something. I know exactly what I was doing wrong. I thought I had found an easy way to do it, and it turned out that it wasn't. When I dropped the stitches the next row, it obviously, the ones I had done one way were different than the ones I had done the other, so I just ripped out. So far, I am really, really liking this shawl. It's fun to work. And it's actually going pretty fast. I would really like to finish it this month so I could turn it in for Harry Potter, but I don't know that I'll actually, with shawls, I mean, it usually takes me longer than a month, especially when I have other things going on. I am also working on my TGV, High Speed Knitting by Susan Ashcroft, which is a paid pattern. Oh, Saturn's Rings is also a paid pattern. I forgot to mention that. I haven't worked much on TGV. I've done probably about 5 rows over the past, since Saturday. Just picking it up every once in a while and doing a row. I am using Undead Yarn in her in the Vampire base and Zombified, which is lime green and black. And I've done several rows on that. So those are all of my works in progress. I am still spinning. I'm still working on the Brazen Stitchery Polwarth. Can't speak. And Rainbow Connection, so obviously it's a rainbow. I'm still loving this. The section I was working on yesterday just seemed a little felted a little bit. It wasn't quite as easy to spin as the earlier sections I had done. All the more reason to get through this fast so that doesn't, it doesn't mat up. I am spinning this pretty thin. There are a couple of sections that are thicker, but none of it is thick. It's fairly consistent. I have a couple of places where it's very, very thin, where the fiber almost broke, but I was able to save it before it actually broke. But overall, it's very consistent and it's going to be beautiful when I'm done. I also started a sample of Yarn Hollow, 50% merino, 50% Tencel, in the Spumoni colorway that was part of our goodie bag at Into the Wool, just to play with it a little bit. I haven't done very much on that. I just wanted to try it the other day. So far, I think I'm going to like it, but it spins differently than the Polwarth. So it was kind of that transitional, trying to get used to spinning something different. But that one, I will spin up. And the ones, those little sample skeins from Into the Wool, or sample fiber from Into the Wool, I'll probably just keep those as souvenirs. Enabling, I already mentioned that I bought the skein of Cyborg's Craft Room. I used a coupon code that we had from Into the Wool before that expired. This yarn, it reminds me of a Van Gogh painting or Monet. There's just something about the colors. The colors that of the yarn are actually a little different than how they looked in the picture, which I understand is, that happens. It's kind of got, I think I expected an overall bluer yarn where there's something brownish about it. I don't know how to explain it because I'm not sure that there's actually any brown, but it is like more of a neutral, more of a natural color, like earthy color than I was expecting. Although if you looked at pictures of it, you probably don't see it. It's just me, but it is beautiful. It is really, really pretty and it's working very well for the pattern I am using it with. The other enabling, I haven't worked with this at all, but I ordered some mini skeins from No Makers. This is the first No Makers I've ever bought, and I've ordered a set of the Halloween minis to work into the sock yarn blanket. I assume I mentioned it in a previous episode, but I may not have. I also ordered, a while back, I had ordered some minis from Unwind Yarn Company in all of her Halloween colors. And the one thing I like about Dana's are their Halloween colors. They have a Halloween theme. I think they're based on usually a movie or some type of pop culture reference related to Halloween. And some of them have traditional Halloween colors, but overall they are, it's more the name that gives them the Halloween than the colors, if you know what I mean. And I could be wrong about that. There may be more that Dana's putting in there that I'm not catching. But it's easy to just use those all in a row. I've interspersed them a little bit, but right now I'm just doing one after the other. And that's fine. There isn't this overall, hey, look, I worked on this at Halloween section of the blanket. The No Makers, on the other hand, the colors are very Halloween-y. So I don't want to just sit and do all 8 skeins back to back and have this in your face Halloween section. So I will intersperse those with other yarns over the next little bit. I will do them. They'll be in fairly close proximity to each other, but just not right on top of each other. Like I said, I haven't actually worked with them yet. so I don't have an opinion. Although I do think I had one mini skein that I had gotten from my mom in May when I was there, when she gave me a whole bunch of her of leftovers. And I think one of them was No Makers. So I've worked with it, but I couldn't tell you which one it was. Sorry, Oliver is attacking my foot. But once I work with them, I'll let you know what I think. I'm sure they're going to be lovely. I want to mention again that we have our Christmas All Year Long Knit Along. That the next quarter will end at the end of September. So I will pull a winner on, I'm sorry, I'm looking at my calendar to see when that will likely happen. More than likely, I will actually draw for that on October 1st, which should be the next, or, you know, the first time I record after September. So if you are planning to submit anything for that, go ahead and get it submitted by September 30th at the latest, so that you will be eligible for winning. The winner for this one, I don't have the details in front of me, but you will have a choice of a pattern or a $10 gift certificate to any place that I can get a $10 gift card from online. That it can't be Etsy because their limit is low. I think it's $25 is their lowest allowable gift card purchase. So anything that I can do $10, you can choose that, or you could choose something worth $10 and I could purchase it and have it shipped to you. There might have been one other thing that I have, but I know that those three were options. All of the details are in the Ravelry group on that thread. Just to mention details again, because I haven't mentioned them in a while, anything holiday-related, winter holiday-related goes, and it doesn't have to be Christmas. It can be solstice or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or Festivus or anything that you celebrate. That would work. Anything post-Thanksgiving. And it can be decoration, it can be ornaments, whatever you want to submit. And I am eager to see what everybody is submitting. I've really enjoyed watching these. I have been terrible about participating. I think I did 3 ornaments total, and I'm such a loser for that. But that's okay. I hope everybody that has participated has enjoyed having an extra place to put these and be eligible for prizes. I think I will do this one again. Carly, hush. Sorry about the dog barking there. So let's move on to In the Kitchen. I don't have a lot to talk about, but I do have one. Well, I have 2 things, but one of them is better than the other. The first, I guess this will count as In the Kitchen because most of the things I pin, sorry, cat is attacking my foot again. Most of what I pin on Pinterest is food. My supervisor laughs at me, my friend, because she follows me on Pinterest, and I said something one day about having to start a college board, and she said, "You mean you pin things other than food?" Like, well, yeah, that's just most of what I follow, but, I spent some time over the weekend, I think it was Saturday, Saturday night and Sunday morning, I think, organizing my pins because I had all my food all in, well, I had one that I had started when I first started Pinterest that had all kinds of different foods in it. And then I have slowly categorized a little more, like I have one for desserts and one for main dishes and one for side dishes, one for crock pots and, you know, stuff like that. But even that didn't quite get it because, like, I have one for sweet stuff. But it is not just one type. And I go through these stages where I want to just work through different pens. But I'm kind of anal about these things. And I'll want to go just work through it. But, okay, I don't necessarily want a cake. Or maybe I didn't want to make drop cookies that day, or whatever. Actually, that doesn't count, but I separated out from the sweet stuff when I separated out cakes and pies and left general desserts and cookies and bars and stuff like that in the sweet stuff one. And then separated out anything that was an autumn themed dessert. So anything that had pumpkin or apples or pecans, I felt easily fit into that category. And I separated out like dips, and so I just went through this organizing spree. And in the process, I started this because I had decided that I wanted to bake something on Sunday. And I guess what happened is I went and I was going through, I was just going to make the first thing that was on the Pinterest board. Well, it was a cake, and I really didn't want to make a cake. That just seemed, I don't know, too much and not easy to get out of the house. I needed to bake something that I could easily transport to work and get rid of. So I ended up, that's when I went in and started organizing. But the thing that I did end up making were cream cheese brownies. And I will definitely put a link to this in the show notes and in the group on the recipes board. These were some of the best brownies I've ever made. Jimmy actually said that they were the best brownies, he said the most delicious brownies he's ever had. I don't know if he was being serious, but they were pretty darn good. It was just a basic brownie recipe, and they were more cakey brownies than fudgy brownies. But you make the brownie batter and then make a cream cheese batter, which is not very much. It's just enough basically to cover the brownie batter, and then drop more of the brownie batter on top of that and marble it a little bit, bake it, and then frost it with just a basic chocolate frosting. And oh my God, they were so good. They were really delicious. And so I brought them to work on Monday. And it's really interesting, the different people that work in the library, because when I worked as a reference staff member, all of the people in that area on that floor, I would put out dessert and it would be gone within 30 minutes. Those people just would descend upon the desserts. I put it up in IT, and I don't know, you think about the stereotypical IT crowd, kind of thought that it would be more so, but no, often I will bring desserts and it will either not be gone by the end of the day, or it will take it all day to finally disappear. And I mean, there are a couple of people who, you know, will gravitate towards it immediately, but you know, on that floor, I will actually get people sometimes who actually complain about bringing stuff. So I don't bring stuff very often. So I brought the brownies, and 90% of them were gone before lunch, which is unusual for this group. And it did take most of the day for the rest of them to disappear, but by the end of the day, they were gone. I consider that a resounding success. And I had several people compliment them and tell me how great they were. So I felt good about bringing that. I don't know what I'll bake next. I'm trying to bake once a week, but I have to have an exit plan so that it doesn't stay in the house. This Sunday, I'm supposed to have book club, so I'll make something and I will report back after I've made it. For book club, I tend to alternate between something sweet one month and something savory the next month. I haven't been in so long that this time I don't really care. I don't even remember what I made last time anyway, so I'll make something sweet. The other thing that I made this week that I thought I would talk about, it was not very exciting, but it was something new to me, and it was a chicken and dumpling casserole. Jimmy and I liked it. I liked it okay. It was not the best thing I've ever made, but it wasn't bad, and it was easy. So, nice, easy meal. It would be better if you threw in either some vegetables into the casserole or served something alongside. I didn't, just because my head doesn't always go to vegetables, and I didn't buy anything. But it was really easy. You melt butter in a casserole dish, and I used a rotisserie chicken, so I shredded the meat off of rotisserie chicken, layered that on top, don't stir it up, and you mix Bisquick and milk enough. It was equal portion, so I think it was 2 cups of Bisquick, 2 cups of milk. So it makes a very thin Bisquicky mixture. Pour that on top of the chicken and the butter. Don't mix it up. And then you mixed chicken broth, a can of chicken soup, and bouillon granules crushed bouillon cube. And mix that all together. Pour that on top and don't stir it up. And then bake it for, it said 30 to 40 minutes. I ended up doing it at least 45 minutes before the top was brown enough. And I might have even done it a little bit longer. I was really afraid of burning around the edges. It turned out pretty good. I liked the consistency of it. It was a little salty, so I think I would probably actually leave out the bouillon cubes the next time. It didn't need that. But it was a pretty, the cooking time wasn't quick, but prep was really easy, and it would be a nice, just kind of throw something together meal. And I'll leave a link to that recipe as well. Actually, I'll just type it out because the Pinterest, it was just a snapshot of a recipe rather than linking to a site. So I'll type that one out and leave it. So that is all of my in the kitchen. I'm trying to think if there is anything in the menu for this week that is exciting. I'm doing Paula Deen's Lady and Sons pot roast for dinner tomorrow night in the crock pot. That has turned out really well almost every time I made it. The last time I made it, it did not turn out that well. And I had started using a different crock pot. This one, the recipe calls for filling it with water until the roast was just covered. Well, I had been doing it in a traditional crock pot, which had a smaller, I don't know how to say it, like smaller footprint, basically. And so I think the amount of water used to cover the roast was different. My new crock pot has a rectangular container, and it took a lot of water, so I think it was just too watery. So I'm going to experiment this time and see how it turns out. I really don't want to ruin another roast. I didn't ruin the roast, it just wasn't as good, but I will report back on that next time. So I think that is all for this week. We are right at 32, almost 33 minutes, which is much more reasonable than the hour and 20 minutes from a few weeks ago. I hope everyone has a great week. Enjoy your knitting and your spinning and your eating and whatever it is you're going to do this weekend, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye.